Opposition leaders, along with union representatives and civil society leaders, held talks with the ECOWAS-appointed mediator, Abdusalami Abubakar, on Thursday and Friday. They made it clear to the former Nigerian military ruler that a return to constitutional order is a precondition for direct talks with President Mamadou Tanja. Former Prime Minister Abubakar Sise speaks for the 41-member Niger opposition delegation.
The key demand is that we consider that this crisis has been prompted by the fact that the constitution has been violated. So the first things which we are requesting really is to come back to the constitutional order. And from there, all the discussion could start. The return for constitutional order is the prerequisite for starting a dialogue between his group and the opposition.
On Monday, the ECOWAS mediator met with a Niger government delegation, also in Abuja, as a prelude to a wider stakeholder forum on Niger at a later date. West African leaders last month suspended Niger from the ECOWAS regional bloc in protest against what they said were flawed legislative elections held there. The European Union, Niger's main aid donor, is contemplating severing ties to pressure Niamey to restore constitutional order. The United Nations, African Union, the United States, and former colonial power France have all criticized President Tanja's move to tighten his grip on power. Analysts say this is a step backwards for democracy in Niger, which could set a bad example for leaders in the rest of the West African region. Sise says the opposition welcomes the widening international pressure of President Tanja to resolve the crisis.
We would like to get this opportunity to thank not only the ECOWAS, but all the really the countries, African countries, United Nations, United States, European Union, and so on, who was really taking a very strong stand. And this is really something which we believe is really a forceful interaction which will help, hopefully, to come to the normalcy of this situation.
President Tanja has been in power for almost 10 years and was due to step down next month, but he defied local and international pressure to conduct a referendum which opened the way for further terms in office. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.